I needed to establish a way to get into the resources, to make use of the resources of the Health Sciences Library in order to bring to fruition some research work that I had done at the University of Utah and am currently writing up. I have the results analyzed. All of that is in hand, but I needed references for the methods section and so forth. And I came to the main desk at the Health Sciences Library and was helped by a lady named Denise, who went way out of her way to assure that I got the proper onion, that is, identification word for myself, and a password that would give me entree to the databases of the university. Using both of those and getting on the internet from my office in my home, I can access original copies of articles in journals electronically. There is a database that the Health Sciences Library subscribes to called Science Direct. And Science Direct will find articles on particular topics for me, and I can then have access to original copies. And I can get the information I need at home, including the citations. I can be sure that the methods and data are exactly appropriate for the papers I'm writing. I have also made use of other databases. I have a particular interest in using words precisely, and one of the databases within the Health Sciences Library is the Oxford English Dictionary, the gold standard of the English language lexicography. So one can get access to that and get the history of particular words, but also extremely precise meaning of those words. When I arrived here and was asked to give some lectures to house staff and fellows in order to incorporate clinical material that I had, namely photographs taken at the bedside of patients that show skin lesions or particular features that are observable by doctors at the bedside, all of those visual aids were in the form of color transparencies. And in order to incorporate those into PowerPoint, which seems to be the normative mode of showing illustrative material these days, I needed to convert them to digital form and work with them there. And Robert Ladd at the library was extremely helpful in suggesting equipment I might use to get these slides scanned and edited, and was very helpful with programs that allowed me to do that. So I have been able to make full use of the illustrative materials that I have accumulated over a number of decades in clinical medicine, infectious diseases in particular, and been able to make use of those in teaching today. One of the projects I have is working with a flower that I have been attracted to as part of my hobby in photographing flowers in black and white. It's called Datura stramonium. I'm not going to give you a whole seminar on it, but one of the intriguing and perhaps diabolical features of this flower is it was used by the voodoo doctors in Haiti to make zombies. There is a book about that that's not in the main library on campus, the Wilson Library, but is in another library. And Karen Kroll, who is a staff member, apparently both in the library and in the Division of Infectious Diseases, was extremely helpful in getting a book for me called The Serpent and the Rainbow. which recounts the search for the drugs voodoo doctors use in making zombies. And this flower, which grows all over Chapel Hill, there are two bushes across the street from my home here, in the yard of someone who just thinks the flowers are beautiful. I couldn't agree with her more. I'm not sure it's smart having hallucinogenic drugs in your front yard these days, but they're there and the flowers are lovely, and I spend a good bit of time photographing them. Just